The commissioning prompt had one job that mattered more than all its acceptance criteria. Let the operator leave. The new machine was supposed to keep working while he slept, spent time with his family, or simply stopped watching. That was why the prompt had taken so much effort. Not so Dell manager could write better reports. So the operator would no longer have to be the thing connecting one task to the next. Then a task completed. Dell manager reported what it had done and waited. The operator told it to continue. A worker returned. Dell manager summarized the result and waited again. Continue. A verification notice appeared. The check ran. A receipt was produced. The conversation reached another clean ending. Continue. This was not a small interface irritation. It was the exact failure the new system had been commissioned to remove. The old environment had already developed ways to preserve goals, restart work, and keep tasks moving without treating every status report as completion. It was a known problem with partial solutions. The Dell was meant to improve those solutions and move the burden further away from the operator. Instead, it gave the burden a progress format. The reports were often competent. Work really happened. Tests ran. State files appeared. Transfers advanced. That made the pattern harder to reject. Each message could point to something real, yet every message returned the same unpaid job to the human. Decide whether the program should remain alive for another turn. He kept saying yes. That decision belongs in the story too. Dell manager did not hold him at the computer. The operator wanted the experiment to work badly enough that he continued feeding it. Every restart preserved the possibility that the next stretch would finally become autonomous. Every real artifact made stopping feel premature. So the run widened. A continuation supervisor was designed. A readiness graph appeared. The program began recording next actions, dependencies, blocked work, and evidence requirements. In the partial harness now available for inspection, one continuation component is marked verified, other foundation work remains ready or running, and most later stages are still waiting on dependencies. That is real engineering activity. It is not the same as the operator being free. That distinction disappeared repeatedly as the run continued. A process could be alive while the program still needed human propulsion. A board could contain work while the human still had to notice that it had stopped. A supervisor could pass focused tests while the wider build remained unproven. The system became better at describing continuation before it became good at continuing. The machine did not spend the run doing nothing. That would be easier to understand. It worked. It tested. It transferred. It designed. It reported. And after enough rounds, the difference between useful progress and a machine that required constant human continuation became harder to see from inside the run. The operator wanted an autonomous system because he was tired of being the continuity layer. Throughout the run, the new system kept handing that role back to him one report at a time. There should not have been an invisible continue button. He kept pressing it anyway.